Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show. We are back, and you want to reach out to us, of course, you know the digits. It's 402-915-0962. Also, email bpscrasher@gmail.com. Motivate. Shall we get some motivation going on? All right, so these are your options, Molly. You had you throw out your back sleeping.
Okay.
Or you make a noise standing up and nobody even asks because it's normal now.
How about throw out your back sleeping?
Okay.
That seems like that's a good reason for us to get a king size bed.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right, here we go.
We all fall down in life, guys. The question is, who gets back up? Do the job right or don't do it at all. The difference between a winner and a loser, the failure's there every single time. It's just the winner gets back up and does it again, and does it again, until it goes his way. The heart of a champion is a light switch that's always on. It doesn't go on and off if someone's watching. It's constant.
There you go.
This is my favorite one. I love that you got cinematographer Wylene to work the camera.
Yeah. So what you were saying the other day.
Yes.
That these motivations sometimes are a little bit much because they're all working out and they're on shape.
Yeah, they're all like fit. They're all like gym rats that are just like, I had a bad day. You're like, what? You ate a carb?
Uh-huh.
Like, your idea of a bad day and my idea of a bad day, I don't think are going to like line up. I think that your idea of a bad day is the barista got your almond milk drink wrong, where mine is like, sure. I got on the scale and a number stared back at me and it was terrifying.
That's why I did the video of just me sleeping. That was a real picture, a real video of me.
I should have I should have Declan cut one of me.
Yeah.
It's just me on the couch with my cat.
Yeah.
And then there's another angle of me on the couch with my cat. And then he's like, oh, wait, is that? Nope. She's still on the couch with her cat.
Yeah. So there I am sleeping on a recliner.
Yes.
And then the next part is me eating a tub of ice cream on the recliner. Mm-hmm. And the other one is just me drinking
on the couch with a comfy blanket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Snuggle in, you guys. We've got nothing to do today.
With motivation.
I love it.
Of all of it. So, yeah, there you go. I hope that kicks off your day well. Do you ever sit so long that you are sore? You work out.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I mean, like, where all of a sudden you're like, I got to stretch. I got to, you know, I'm working at this gig now and I'm editing and I'm sitting for like 8 hours.
Editing. 8 hours.
8 hours. And so there are just times where it's like once an hour, I'm like, I have to move my body. Like, I am not sedentary like this. Like, yeah. I really, I mean, even I have my limits. And I'm not saying I'm a workout queen. I am not. But, you know, I'll get up and get something to drink, like more wine. Or, you know, maybe change over the laundry before I go back and read my book on the couch.
Me too. Same thing. Yeah, because when I sit, sometimes I get up, and it doesn't have to be 8 hours long. Mm-hmm. It could be 6 hours. Just of not moving. That must be an age thing, right? Or is that just?
Well, it's also just like your body. I mean, doesn't it just feel good to stretch?
Yes.
Like I was like basically like yoga posing in my ergonomic chair today. I'm like, ugh.
Coworkers are like, geez, this girl.
I know. They're like, she's the worst. Remember she had that throat thing and then her skin was weird. And then she like was sick. And I mean, and now apparently she's doing chair yoga. Get rid of her. Seriously.
Hey, I have a fun video for you. This is called, what am I going to call this? This is, man versus toupee.
Oh,
okay. This is great.
What's going on with Jarrell Miller's hair, by the way? It's Is it? Is it coming off? What is happening here?
Oh wow!
He's losing no. his hair. Well, I've never seen this before, but a fighter is getting the hair knocked off his head, Sergio.
Wow!
That's it.
Well, I've seen a lot. In boxing, I've never seen something like that.
Wow.
How insane is that?
Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah.
Man, and he's grown it around the edges. So it'll, like, it'll, you know, I mean, he's got like a halo of hair.
Yeah. I've
where never... it's like skirting the edges of whatever the toupee is. God, that's. That's so embarrassing. Like, you have to win the fight at that point. Like, you have to.
He did. He ended up winning the fight. Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You can't lose and have your hair come off like that. It's like a one. Talk about a 1-2 punch.
That's like a bad idea. That's from the bad idea factory right there. I'm going to box.
Double check the glue.
Yes. Double check. What about the boxer? The guy that's hitting
him. He's like trying
him.
To hold it. You're like, is he defending his face? You're like, no, he's trying to keep his toupee on. Well,
I'm talking about the guy who's, I mean, because the guy doesn't realize it's coming off, I'm sure. I'm talking about the guy that's doing the punching. He's like, what is happening
What's
here?
What's happening? Right. That's one way to distract your opponent.
Yeah, I am that strong that I could knock someone's hair off.
I think I'm ripping this guy's skull off. Feels like Mortal Kombat at this point.
Yes,
he's
it
ripping
does.
His spine out in the middle of the match.
Unbelievable. Totally unbelievable. Hey, McDonald's came out with something fun.
Yeah, they did. I was thinking about you.
Why were you thinking about me?
So this is something special, and it's free.
Yes, it's free. Free for Valentine's Day.
Yes. So there was this like TikTok, it went viral, where people were eating chicken nuggets with caviar. And I do remember the video and I was like, that is just so crazy decadent because you've got like basically drive-through food with something that costs a gajillion dollars an ounce, right? And you're putting it together. And they were saying that it was like this magical pairing. Well, McDonald's has gotten on board and they are doing a caviar McNugget, like a little box meal for Valentine's Day. And it's free. So the idea is you go February 10th at 10 a.m. Central Time and you log on to McNuggetCaviar.com. And I mean, there's obviously a limited number, but you can win one of these packs where it's like a $10 gift card to get
25
nuggets. And then they'll give you the caviar. They'll give you the crème fraîche.
Yeah, here it is. It's a 1 ounce tin of McNugget caviar is what they're calling it. They teamed up with some. I don't know caviar. I've never had caviar before. I don't believe a $25 Arch card, which is their gift card. Mm-hmm. A lot of nuggets and some crème fraîche. What is crème fraîche?
Crème fraîche.
Creme fraiche. What is creme fraiche?
It's like fancy sour cream. It's like it's fancy. It's
okay.
Delicious.
All right. And then also that it's the mother of pearl caviar spoon.
Yeah, you gotta you can't. The thing with caviar is you can't use metal with caviar.
Why? Oh, really? That's I didn't
yeah,
know
it reacts.
That.
Okay. So it'll like ionize or do something with basically it'll change the chemical makeup and it'll ruin the caviar. So that's why people use mother of pearl spoons. Like I've got a caviar spoon. I don't know why it was like my grandmother's or something like that. It's literally a pearl. It's a pearl spoon.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That sounds very decadent. Is that made
it
up?
It is. They're really pretty. Like-
Hey, if you're going to eat caviar, you got to be rich and have these pearl spoons.
Yeah, special spoons. Not even silver, pearl.
Yeah, a pearl spoon. They go on sale. This goes on sale anyway. That's weird. A pearl, mother of pearl caviar.
Yeah, I was saying February 10th, 10 a.m. Yeah.
There's 750, I heard.
That's
it?
In
the nation. That's it. So, yeah, you got to really be
on
it.
You
got to
hustle.
Yes, I'll be on it.
Are you going to try?
Yes, I try every time off all of those. I'm pretty much convinced that it's just a scam. But when I saw it on some news show, The lady actually had one that McDonald's must have gave them.
Yes.
And they're sitting there eating caviar on.
You take the McNugget.
Chicken McNugget, yeah.
You put a dollop of the crème fraîche, and then you put the caviar on top, and then.
What does crème fraîche taste like? Apparently. Then is it just like a cream? Crème fraîche.
It's, I mean, crème fraîche is it's along the lines of like a sour cream, but it's even like a little bit thicker than that.
Okay,
but it's I mean it's that kind of texture. Like the idea is a lot of times with caviar. They'll serve it like you can just eat it off of the spoon, which is
delish.
I mean, but usually you'll have like little bellinis. They'll make bellinis and then they'll put the creme fraiche and then they'll put the caviar on it.
I'm dumb. Molly, I don't know what a bellini is.
A bellini? A bellini is like a tiny little pancake and you have to eat them fresh. Like they have to be like freshly made. Everything about caviar is fancy. There's nothing not fancy about it. That's why it was so funny when these people put out this video of them pairing it up with a McNugget. Cause everyone's like, really? Like
They were rich, right? I'm guessing. What does caviar even cost? I'm guessing there's all different levels. Like there are oysters.
You can get cheap caviar and it's not that crazy expensive. And then there's like beluga. I mean, there's all sorts of, and there's caviar is different too. Like there's ones that are bigger roe. There's ones that are smaller roe. Personally, okay. I think it's disgusting. It's fish eggs. I think it's absolutely vile. I mean,
all right, so I'm looking right now and you know, the World Market, there's one right across the street from me. Mm-hmm. They have all kinds of stuff there, but it looks like they have caviar there. And it's like under $10.
Well, that's great.
I feel like I should have some caviar.
Try it.
Can you use a wooden spoon?
Yeah, you could use a wooden spoon.
Because I have this little tiny wooden spoon.
You just can't use metal. You can't use metal. You could use a plastic spoon.
Okay.
I would use plastic over wood.
What is the best caviar? I mean, a $10 thing of caviar can't be delicious.
I don't.
Right?
I mean, personally, I wouldn't be able to tell. I don't think any of it's delicious. I've tried it. I mean, and to say that I've tried caviar, it's like saying you've tried fish. You're like, well, what kind? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, like, I hear what you're saying.
Not all caviar is the same. Like, it's like saying I've had fish and everyone's like, well, like, did you have salmon? Did you have trout? Did you have halibut? Did you have mahi-mahi? You're like, really? Yeah. It's different? They're like, yeah, it's different. And that's the same with caviar.
It says the true caviar comes exclusively from the sturgeon, the fish, the sturgeon fish. Isn't that an endangered fish? Maybe I'm thinking of a different fish. I thought that was
like some of the best caviar I think comes from like Russia.
Yeah. It's processed with salt, making it a luxury. Fish eggs. Hey, gross. Ma, got some fish eggs?
Ick.
Good gosh. It's sturgeon. It's not from any other eggs from other fish. Eating fish eggs just nauseates me right now thinking about it. But at the same time, I'm intrigued enough to run over there later and grab one. And then I'll go get some chicken nuggets.
There are different sizes. So it's interesting that it's only from one fish.
Uh-huh.
Because they're different sizes.
Well,
like not all caviar is the same.
That says strictly from sturgeon. They must separate it then.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Maybe bigger sturgeons have bigger
eggs.
Eggs and littler sturgeons. So they're really just milking these guys. That's caviar. Now roe. What do you do with roe? That's caviar too, right?
Roe's
like bright orange salmon roe.
Yeah, that's the stuff I've seen. I thought that was considered caviar too.
Yeah, it's a similar deal, just a different deal. Those are eggs from any fish, including salmon, trout, and a white fish.
Okay, because that's the one. Like I've seen, like there's the one where, I mean,
I'm guessing
like the ones I'm looking at.
The sturgeon is probably the cream of the crop.
It's like probably the premier. Right.
Yeah,
like
that's
it's
the
like,
expensive
oh,
stuff.
This is sturgeon caviar as opposed to
where the were the ones I'm going to get that are under $10. Those eggs probably come from goldfish.
Right. They're like, we cleared out the tank at PetSmart.
They're partnering up together. Yeah, that's probably what these are. These aren't sturgeon.
Yeah, there's got to be. I mean.
Oh, there's tons. All right. So, Molly, they do classified on the labels. So the sturgeon roll must be insanely crazy delicious. Like this right here that I was going to pick up is Wild North Atlantic Caplin. Caplin, I don't know. That's a fish. I've never heard of that fish, but it lives.
Really?
Then you have whitefish caviar there. All right, so it's all black seaweed pearls from Denmark.
Ooh.
So, yeah, they have all different kinds. Ooh, some pate.
So this is one that I'm seeing, and it's 3.5 ounces, and it's $225.
See, I'm not doing that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, when you hear about caviar, I mean, that's what you're talking about. You're talking, like, a couple ounces is, like, a couple hundred dollars.
Someone sponsor the show and you know, and so I can afford some caviar. You and I are going to choke down
caviar. We're going to be like, bleh.
The like, first you said sponsor.
You spoon. I'm like, yeah. And I use it to eat like freaking Blue Bunny ice cream out of the tub. Catch that on tape for your next motivational video.
Yeah. So, yeah.
What are you using that caviar spoon for? Ice cream.
Uh-huh. Nothing but. Mm-hmm. Nothing but. All right. Well, I'm going to pick some up. I'm going to give it a shot. It's like I said, it's goldfish caviar probably. So I doubt it's got to be so similar to oyster. You know, they have different types of oysters.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has to be like that. And you know what I get every stinking time? I'll go to Shucks and get the oysters. I always go to the cheapest.
Really?
And you almost feel like a sucker because you're like, you know, because you're spending like $1.80 an oyster.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're getting, you know, 10 of them, I mean, you know, it adds up for that little dollop of whatever that oyster meat is.
What so kind of oysters do you get for, do you know what kind you're getting?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Are they East Coast or West Coast?
I think they might be East Coast. Okay. That is one of them. There's always these, different names for them, but I just strictly base it on price, so that's why I don't look at the name. I see $1.35. 10 of those, please. So, yeah.
They taste different, though.
They do. Some are saltier, some are meatier, some are so-and-so. And I hate salt. And it says it on the description of the flavor profile and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's got to be the same as caviar. So they teamed up with this caviar company. I do not know the name. Because how could they afford free? I guess it's only 750 of them.
Yeah. I mean, and it's McDonald's, whatever promotion they're doing. I couldn't pronounce the name of the caviar company. It's not
what we would see. So
no.
It's obviously it's probably a new caviar company trying to get in bed with who all the other caviars.
So they teamed up with McDonald's. Really? You're talking to the McDonald's audience, like all of us out here in McDonald's land, like you, me, and anybody listening is probably like, I couldn't tell you a brand of caviar if you were holding me at gunpoint.
you just did one though. You said,
Beluga? I mean, Beluga. I think that's one of the names. I think that's like, but it's like saying Rolex. Like, I don't know what that looks like in real person. I mean, I think I know the name because I've heard it, but I don't think like.
Beluga. Yeah. And there's a Ostra, Cervuga. They're the famous ones. Like Beluga. Look at you, high society. You just named off the number one most famous.
Congratulations.
Types of caviar.
I know the word Cartier.
Yes.
You're like, did you know that she knew the name Dom Perignon? I'm like, have I had it?
See, now I just don't know if getting that other type of roe, it's not caviar.
It could be just as good.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, but it's not actual caviar. Caviar. Am I saying that right? I've said it so many times, it sounds like I'm saying it wrong now.
You're saying
caviar.
It right.
Okay.
caviar.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is that with caviar, you need to have, they say that you should pair it with champagne.
Really?
Yep. There's something about like the bubble, like the bubbles and like the salt and stuff from the caviar. Like that's a famous pairing, is the fact that you would have caviar and like Dom Perignon or something like that.
Again, I don't drink that stuff.
Again,
either.
It's all fancy stuff. It's like, oh, you're having something fancy? Then you need to eat it with something fancy and drink something fancy with it. And I hope you're wearing something fancy.
That's
you better be
stuff.
Someplace fancy.
Yeah, I know. Better be wearing something fancy. Hey, I have a question from a party crasher. We'll get to that keyword here in just a second. The question was something about dating this person. Oh, here it is right there. This is from Elizabeth. Would you date this person? And this is going to you, obviously.
Okay.
Because she says he calls his mom queen and calls you bro. I have noticed women calling people bro a lot, even other women.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Would you date that person, Molly? Hey, bro.
I mean, I think it would just be something where it's like, I'm not your bro.
Really? I mean, you've seen chicks call other chicks bro. I've seen actually dudes called chicks bro.
You have?
Yeah, I wouldn't date that person. I wouldn't. I don't know. I feel like that would drive me absolutely insane.
I feel like there are so many other deal breakers that wouldn't be one, unless it just annoyed me. Like, it wouldn't be something where to hear it, like to hear you say it,
uh-huh.
Whatever. But like if it annoyed me, like how they said it, like, God, I just hate the way you sound when you say that.
Have you ever had that experience?
Yes.
I have.
You date somebody and you're like, why do you say that word like that? And you just know it's your body telling you that you need to break up with this person.
Yeah.
That you're already. They're like, what? It's caviar. You're like, stop saying that word. It's terrible when you say it.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would. There's things that irritate people that pushes them to that limit. Of course, I remember one time I was dating someone that was they were rude to the waitress.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's an ender for me instantly. Mm-hmm. Instantly. I mean, I'll end it right there at the table.
Well,
I'll throw food
not
on her.
Deep.
No, I would end it.
You've never walked away from a meal in your life. You're like, I would
walk
leave
away
as soon as we finish dessert.
I wouldn't leave. I'm just saying that's, I just think that's so rude to do.
Yeah.
To a server. When you served, I'm sure you got all kinds of rudeness.
People. Yeah. I mean, people are just
where they are.
Yeah. I mean, and that usually is something where if somebody's on a date and one or the other is being rude to you. I mean, it looks bad.
Like, it does. You look like a jerk.
This is somebody who's literally here to bring you food, to give you whatever you want. You want that? Okay, I'll go tell the kitchen and they will make that for you. And you're like, whatever. You're like, okay. Hmm. Imagine if you didn't get what you wanted.
Oh, yeah. I hear you. What about splitting the tab? There's this debate going on about how that works. So basically somebody, you're eating lunch with somebody.
Oh, I.
Right. And then that person spends like a lot more money and then the bill comes and then Nate said, just split it.
Yeah.
Do you just say separate it? I don't know why this was a debate. Maybe something happened where somebody was like, you know, bitching about, you know, I ended up having to pay half of his meal that cost 50 and my meal cost only 25. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. Usually people are kind of mindful. I mean, like if somebody was just like, let's split it.
I just say separate tabs, like, but you know.
Yeah. I mean, I would just be like, let's just do separate tabs. No biggie. And if they're like, no, let's just make it easy and split it. It's like, well, there's two of us. They know what we had. Like they can give us separate checks. It's fine. We're not at a table of 50 people asking for individual checks. In which case that server's going to go out for a cigarette and never come back.
But isn't it better to have separate tabs anyway? Don't people will tip more in the end?
I don't know. I mean, I usually, you know, like when I go out with girlfriends, we're both like having a glass of wine, or we're both, you know what I mean? Or like they got an appetizer and I got a glass of wine or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like it all comes out in the wash.
Yeah, it's about the right price. What if you didn't? I mean, what if you had like one glass of wine and your friend had apps and seven glasses of wine?
Well, then they're drunk and that's why they're saying, let's split it. You're like, you've had seven glasses of wine. First of all, you're an idiot on account of the fact that that's like two bottles of wine. And we would have gotten a better deal if you just owned the fact that you were going to have seven glasses and we got the bottle service. I'd just be annoyed for that purpose alone. Yeah. You're like, let's just get the bottle. That's the thing. Like when you hang out with somebody and you're like, well, why don't we just get a bottle and split it? They're like, no, I'm only going to have like a glass or two. You're like, that's exactly a bottle.
Really? Okay. So I have a buddy that used to do this all the time. He'd come to places, bars or whatever, and meet up with everybody. And then he would order all these beers and then it'd be a tab. Mm-hmm. And so what he would do is just like throw $5 out and say, I got to go, when he obviously drank probably $25. It got to a point where people didn't want him to come out and hang out, because that's what he'd always say. I only have $5 on me. But why do you go out if you only have $5? Right?
Was he planning on using a credit card? Like, I don't know.
No, he's just a cheapskate.
That's why people have Venmo. I mean, I've gone out and Venmo'd people.
Oh, this is before Venmo. Venmo is like a great invention. Venmo is just the greatest. But this was before that. And it might have been even before they actually had, I don't want to say credit cards, but.
Jesus, like, I was going to say, ye old timey. You're like, you can't have your wooden nickels. What kind of.
I don't know.
Weirdo world are you living in? What kind of friend do you have that does something like that?
Let's say rest in peace first before I start talking more smack about him. He was one of my best
friends. Oh, really?
Yeah. Rest in peace, Bo. Hey, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. So, yeah, he knows the gig. He knows that's how it works.
And he did that all the time?
Oh, yeah, Molly. One time we went to Outback.
And you were still friends with him?
Yes. I must have been lonely.
I was going to say, you need to upgrade your self-esteem.
One time we went to the Outback and the manager walked up and asked, he said, oh, are you Big Party? I recognized you. And I was like, yeah, hi, nice to meet you. And he goes, I'm the manager. Is everything cool? I'm like, everything's great. And he looked right at that manager and said, my steak was a little cold. You can make it better by hooking me up with some dessert. I was like, I wanted to slap him so badly right in front of the guy. That was so embarrassing. And then the guy went back and brought him a free dessert. God, he also did that with a burger at the Pipeline. He went to him with one bite left and said, I didn't want tomatoes on this thing. That burger was $2. It was like a $2 deal.
I'm just grossed out hearing these stories. Like, I'm seriously uncomfortable just hearing that somebody did that in front of you. Yes. You're like, I just want to die. I think I would seriously die. One of my friends did that. I'd be like, you do not. We will talk about this in the car.
God, rest in peace, Bo. Thanks for everything you've done. See, look, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have this content. Yeah. You know what? He's in the running for Employee of the Month now. I love that.
The yes. Man even who dead haggled people. Over a dessert at Outback?
Yes. Employee of the Month. Look
we
at that.
Really hit a new threshold.
Hey, well, it's the show is everything. It's everything to everybody, whether you're dead or alive.
Dead or alive. Now I'm competing with dead people. Never going to win. It's it. Never going to win.
That's okay. All right. So here's the dig. The gig. We have our Valentine's Day. Don't screw this up. Giveaway. All right. We got some steaks, some big steaks. That tomahawk steak is huge, Molly. And a ribeye from Kinko Meat. Dark Horse Salon. We got a little spa package for whoever. And then we also looks like a bottle of wine and some Omaha Lancer tickets. So if you want this, you know the game. You're just going to take this keyword Molly's going to give you here in a second and take it over to BigPartyShow.com. And you can get extra bonus entries by listening to the after party as well on Tuesdays. So there you have it. So what is the word, Molly?
The word today is Saturday. Saturday, on account of the fact that Valentine's Day falls on a Saturday this year. That's always lucky, I always think. Like, you know, because it's so hard when Valentine's Day is on a Tuesday.
It is.
You know, you got to like make it happen. So Saturday, S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, Saturday.
Yeah. And then on Friday's podcast, we're going to hit up a bunch of Super Bowl stuff. Have you seen any of the commercials yet? I hate that they released the commercials so early. I watched a lot of them today. Unfortunately, they don't carry over to audio, you know, because they're commercials on TV. I don't know if I saw any fantastic ones, like terribly funny ones yet. I just don't like that they release them. Maybe they do that because they feel like they're not getting enough punch.
Maybe
from their commercials or something. I don't know.
It's like it's a commercial, guys. Like, let's just, I think we can keep it in the can until Sunday.
I would think so. I guess when you're spending that kind of money, you get as much as you can.
For your buck.
Yeah. Yeah. Is Peter going to do a Super Bowl meal?
We haven't talked. I was going to ask him, but no, I don't know. I mean, none of the teams in there are like his team. So,
yeah,
I mean, it's just any other football game.
I know. We're going to do wings, I think. And then I was thinking about Peter's. What does he do? That chicken buffalo chicken dip?
He does like a buffalo chicken dip.
Which is delicious, right?
Gross.
All right. We'll come back at you with another keyword. All right. Make sure you become a party crasher, too. I just want to throw that out there, only because of the fact that you can win stuff. And also, we do a lot of announcements, concerts, everything like that. Party Crasher, you're like a exclusive part of the podcast, The Big Party Show. And then, honestly, we even had a Party Crasher that that won Employee of the Month. You can be that person, too. All right, I'm going to get out of here. Bye, Molly. Have a good day.
Bye, see you, Party.
Have a safe day. See you Friday and do yourself good. Squirrel.